Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
He's getting set to call his 15th Super Bowl broadcast on the Westwood One radio network. And of course, it's such a great honor, Kevin. What does it mean to you to be in that chair, to be at the Super Bowl calling this game again?
Well, I'm glad you said honor, because that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of how lucky I've been, Amy, to call 14 straight, and then this next one, Super Bowl 59, will be my 15th in a row. I've done 16 overall, with one for CBS HD back in 2001 when Moose Johnston was still at CBS and HD was a brand new thing. People think that HD has been around forever. It's only been around for like 24 years. But we did the 2001 Tampa Giant Baltimore game. That was my first one, and so now I've done 14 in a row. This will be number 15, which I'm incredibly proud of. You know, I think of all, and I'm sure you do too, with all the history you've had in the business, you think about the people that preceded you, and I think of it every time I put on my Monday night football headset, wherever we are, but certainly with the Super Bowl, and think of Jack Buck, who had done 17 Super Bowls. He had done 8, and then he missed a couple, then he did 9 in a row. Marv Albert is the one I picked up after he decided he had done enough of Super Bowl broadcasting, and I was lucky enough to get that job before him. We've had the likes of Howard David and Don Crickey, and going back to the very first one with NBC Radio was Jim Simpson, Lindsey Nelson. So there have been some incredible broadcasters before me, and I know that there's not a broadcaster in the country that wouldn't switch places with me. So I feel blessed, honored. I'm so appreciative of this chance to broadcast for this company. And doing this game, of course, is great. It'll be the conclusion of my 40th consecutive year. Whoa. Doing NFL play-by-play, and that means a lot to me. We come from a football family. My dad was in the NFL for 37 years, and I've been lucky enough to be in as long as he has. So it's big for our family, but personally for me, professionally for me, it is It is a blessing beyond measure, and it is never lost on me every time I get ready to ramp up for this broadcast and actually do it on Super Sunday.
Well, congratulations on that longevity. In our business, that's saying a lot. But also, we love to listen to you. So it's clear, Kevin, you still got it.
Well, I hope I do. I probably work harder in self-critiquing now than ever before. And I think if you're not evolving in some way or trying to get better, as John Madden would say, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And he's right. If you're not taking whatever you're doing, whatever skill you have or whatever job you are performing, and don't try to make it better, find better ways to do things, put in more work or more analysis or whatever you do, then you're probably going to find yourself stagnant and go in the other direction. That's when you hit a problem. And so I try to, every off season, when I've got some time to really sit back and think about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, go back over every game I've done, grading it. I try, how can I be better? What am I hearing from other broadcasters? What are they doing that maybe I'm not? What is something that I can piggyback on? It's never ending, but that is, quite frankly, I think the thing that kind of keeps you going is, I always say to my wife, who I've been married to for 38 years, I always say, you know, it's another chance to get better. She goes, how can you say another chance? You've been doing this since you were, you know, 14 years old. If you're not good now or not, you know, satisfying your own wants now, you'll never do it. And I say, I think you're wrong. I think you can always get better. And until I end up saying I'm finished, that will be my attitude. And hopefully it keeps me involved and keeps me as sharp as I can. But I love the challenge of that, as we all do in the business, of trying to maintain and always evolve and get better.
The Super Bowl is obviously the pinnacle of the sport for these athletes, but certainly, as you talk about, for broadcasters as well. Do you remember the last time you were nervous or had some type of nervous energy about any of these broadcasts?
Here's something that I picked up over the last 10, 12 years or whatever, just breathing deep before a game as they sing the national anthem. And I do that before every broadcast I have, whether it be with CBS or TNT or Westwood One, and go through the Navy SEALs. What do? They inhale for 5 seconds, they hold it for 5 seconds, and then they exhale for 5 seconds. And before every mission, they do this breathing exercise, which I have incorporated into my pre-broadcast thing. And I think it does settle you a little bit. I think it gets your mind even more focused, as you can have that slight 2-3 minutes before you go on to do it. And so you're constantly kind of going over in your mind, not who's playing and when are they going to come in and formations. What I think about is the broadcast mechanics, making sure I've got the right people on the field, making sure that I've given the information, described it enough that someone who's driving can picture that play, that catch, that throw in their mind's eye, in the theater of their mind, and voice quality and tempo and pace and like all these things. That's what I think about, not, you know, who's going to have the big game or what's my call going to be if there's a big play or a big win. I don't think of any of this. I just think of the mechanics of the broadcast and let everything else kind of fall into place.
My audience would really be upset if I did not ask you, have you encountered any streakers, any black cats, any other animals on the field this season that you had to provide play-by-play for that event?
Thankfully, by the grace of God, there have been no animals or drunks that have gone on the field. I hope I never see one again. To show you how the business is, though, when you're doing a game, you are lost in the game. You are lost in the down and distance and the game situation and where's the clock and what needs to be done and who's a new player coming in. So you're, in addition to all the broadcast mechanics that are going through your head, so you're trying to combine all these elements. And if somebody runs out on the field as they're lining up for the snap, it becomes kind of part of the play. Or if an animal, a squirrel or a cat or whatever, happens to jump out on the grass on the field, that becomes part of it too. I've seen, I think, 3 or 4 instances of that since one when I was doing ESPN Big Ten football back in the early 90s, a couple times on Westwood One, and that really has been kind of it. And on TV, you can never really refer to the person that's run on the field. They swing the cameras around. You don't really acknowledge it. You may say somebody's come on the field, they're going to escort them off and then move on. On radio, because you can't see it or you know, there's no identifiable element to the person on the field, you can pretty much describe what's going on, because if you were in the stands, that's what you would be seeing. You would be seeing security guards chasing some interloper all over the field. So it does. Now, the weirdest one, and I'll end with this on this particular subject, but the weirdest one was a couple years ago, strangest, I should say, was someone who was advocating for animal rights in a playoff game in Minnesota, and they glued their arm to the floor. I don't know if you remember that. That was about 3-4 years ago. They were trying to make a statement about animal rights and care. I thought the person had fallen, and they couldn't get up, and they were maybe in a state of unconsciousness. But no, they had glued themselves to the floor. And that's a hard describe. That's a hard thing to kind of throw out there and explain what's going on. But anyway, that was probably the strangest of all the people that have come out on the floors or fields.
We're always excited to have Kevin Harlan back with us on After Hours as he gets set for another Super Bowl. But between now and then, NBA and college basketball and the revolving door, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Kevin, as you get set to do your 15th on Westwood One, the Kansas City Chiefs have become nearly your constant companion. They've been with you now for almost half of these Super Bowls. You saw the Patriots a lot, too, earlier when you started this run. What similarities can you draw between what we saw with New England and now what we're seeing with Kansas City, other than the dominance?
Well, a great question, Amy, and I would say that it is always, they have a knack for always finding a way to win. They're wired in their minds with that is the end result, and how they get there is part of that journey, but they don't care necessarily, the Patriots and now the Chiefs, if they are just bulldozing opponents and putting up, you know, sparkling offensive numbers. That is the least of their concern. I always said when Brady was going through his two decades in New England, aside from Brady and Gronkowski, the number of Hall of Famers he played with were very few, very, very few. They were always such a team. And that team, those teams, always believed in the scouting report and the game plan given to them by their position coach each and every game. And game two was treated no differently than game, 17 and in the case of a Super Bowl season, playing in the biggest game of the year. And I think the Chiefs are very much like that. They trust the game plan. They never really veer from the lane they're supposed to be in individually on the field. They do their job. It was such a simple phrase in New England, do your job, but that really is it. Teams get into problems.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
When guys that are supposed to be in spot A drift over to spot B, because that should be held by somebody else, or they try to do something that is outside of what their job was on that play. And because the Patriots and the Chiefs now, they don't stray from what they're supposed to do. They know that this is their area to cover. This is where the route should be run. This is where the pass has got to go. This is how I got to block on this play. And they don't look out of the corner of their eye. They stay with the game plan. They stay with what they are supposed to do. And the Patriots did it, and the Chiefs do it. And I think that's the greatest similarity. We can talk about the great coaches, and they both had great ones, Belichick and Reed, the quarterbacks, Brady and Mahomes, a couple of individual stars sprinkled in the lineup. But the bottom line is there are not a lot of Hall of Famers on this Chiefs team. Kelce is, the quarterback is, the coach will be. After that, I don't know. And in the 20-year run with Belichick and Brady in New England and all those Super Bowl appearances, how many Hall of Famers did he play with? Very few. It was right. All about team and doing your job. It's a simple phrase, but it's one that applies to both, and I think that's the greatest similarity that I see between the two.
What stands out about Philadelphia, maybe that's different from what we saw 2 years ago. Oh, my gosh, I just set you up. It was like ball on a tee, Kevin Harlan. This is so easy for the Philadelphia Eagles. What's different from 2 years ago, Kevin?
Well, there's one big difference, and he is going to be, I think, Andy, the single most fascinating guy on the field. Saquon Barkley has changed that team. And what he has done, I saw something the other day where he's 30 yards away from having the most yards on the ground rushing than any player in one season in the history of the game. I think he's going to pass with 30 rushing yards Terrell Davis, if I'm not mistaken, with Denver. Now, he's had the two great playoff games. He had the incredible 2,000-yard rushing season in the regular year. And now he's got one more game to even make it historical in the sense for him personally. But I do think he is the single biggest difference in this game. I really assume that Hurts will be Hurts, Mahomes will be Mahomes. All the usual suspects will be their usual great selves, that they're not going to stray. But the difference to me is Barkley. Now, the Chiefs did not have great success stopping the run. They're just a middle-of-the-pack run defense. Joe Mixon got him for Houston in the divisional round. Last week, the running of Cook was huge and important, and he probably could have run the ball more because he was under 15 carries and was really racking up the yards, and the Chiefs didn't have any response for him. But the Chiefs will be zeroing in on Saquon Barkley, as all of us will. I just think right. I just don't think you can take your eyes off him. He's that compelling a player.
Such a great story, too. A dream season and how it played out. So neat. So happy for him as a humble superstar. Kevin Harlan with us here after hours on the Infinity Sports Network. And I saw the report that you may be the voice of the NBA or one of the voices of the NBA on Amazon. It's certainly this major shift in our broadcast industry now where fans have to adjust to streaming and having a bunch of different outlets. Will you feel so cool, Kevin, if you end up on streaming and now that's really hip?
You know, first of all, my wife and I, and we try to stay as current as we can with technology, but I'm sure I speak for many people out there, just keeping track of passwords.
Yeah.
And keeping track of what you really are subscribing to.
Yes.
You know, is it Hulu? Is it Paramount Plus? Is it Max? Is it Apple? Like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, what was a very simple concept years ago has become infiltrated with, like, I don't think I'm exaggerating, tens of different streaming and some, you know, overlap others and some don't. Wow, it's like... It's a lot to keep track of. That's why cable was so simple, because you knew over the air and you knew the big networks, the four big networks. And then on cable, you basically had your list of stations, right? Your TNTs, your MTVs, your CNNs, but now, you know, with the entertainment value that streaming is providing and live coverage of sports and news and other events, finding out, does this one have it? No, they don't. Okay, what about these? Yeah, we've got that, but did our subscription and subscriptions are now going up? And so it's a different world, and if, like I said before, if you're not staying current, you're falling behind, and I don't think I'm alone in saying there are other people that are just going, wow, what am I subscribing to? What were the passwords? And does this service carry this particular show, or in now the case we're going to see, this particular sport? Netflix gets in for a quick hit on football on Christmas Day. I mean, like, there's a lot going on, and that's a job in itself, keeping up with with who you are subscribing to and how you're going to get it. But it's an amazing time in our business. It is changing. You know, podcasts are emerging even more and gaining great traction. Radio is going to always have a place with live sports and live news, live weather. But the landscape changes all the time, and I don't even know if we're even close to the finish line. I think there's stuff we're not even talking about now that's going to happen in 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Mm. We're going to go, I never would have thought we would be in this place, but sure enough, here we are. So it's fascinating to watch in a very exciting time in our business.
Your daughter, Olivia, is turning into an accomplished reporter, does a lot of sideline work, even on Westwood One. I think she would be proud of me and want me to push this across the finish line. So do you care to confirm or deny the Amazon report, Kevin?
Well, it may not be just Amazon. It may extend even more. And my wife and I are kind of figuring out, you know, where we, you know, my biggest fear is, and you see this with a lot of people in broadcasting, because the job is so fun and it's exhilarating and you're around young creative people and old creative people. And, and it's a drug that is hard to ever get completely satisfied with because you continue to feed off the highlights of a game and traveling to a Super Bowl and doing all these other things. But at the same time, life is more than just a game, and life is more than just getting on another plane and going to another city in the middle of the winter, which is great. I've done it my entire life, over 40 years, but there's a lot of other things out there to do, too. And I'm still young enough with my wife, and we'd like to do some traveling even more than we've done, and we've done quite a bit, but do even more. And we've got 6 grandchildren and want to make sure that we're around for them, that they know who their grandparents are, and yet still maybe keep the job thing going for a while. So finding that balance is right now the number one topic for my wife and I, and we'll figure it out. And I will tell you this, it is always nice to be thought of in a way where you can be a part of maybe a new venture or a new, you know, I've been at CBS since 1998. I've been at Turner since 96. And I told you earlier about my years in the NFL, and my first job was when I was 21 in the NBA. So I've been lucky beyond my dreams, and I just feel like this next stage will hopefully fall right in line with everything I've done. And but I'm grateful that someone would find my work to the point where they'd want to bring it on with their new venture. And I, for that, am eternally grateful, and will. We'll see where these next couple months go as we try to, like I said before, figure out what our next move. I am sad, Amy, to leave TNT. They're losing the NBA, as we know. And we've had a couple of our kids during my tenure there when I began in 96. And I've worked with a lot of great people. There are many people that are still there. And but it's sad to see that chapter come to a close. It was a very big part of my career, and I'll always be grateful to them.
Well, I appreciate that. It is going to be a little bit jarring, and it has been with this migration to streaming. And yet, as you talk about, if you're not moving and changing, a lot of times you're getting left behind. And so you got to move and change with the business. It's always so good to catch up with you, Kevin, that voice. I heard a part of a podcast not long ago where you were talking about how you only ever get recognized if you order something in a restaurant, which I thought was pretty funny, the voice. But that's our business, right? Radio is great. So the voices, if they're distinct, that's a good sign. And I know my audience is always excited to have you on the show. And thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Well, being on with you, Amy, is a treat. My daughter has looked up to you. I've talked about you with her often. Your career in this business, which has been just second to none for what you've done. And I look forward to all the things you've got ahead of you. It's a pleasure to be with you. Seems like we talk every year about this time. A belated congratulations on your marriage, your wedding not too long ago, and happy for you personally and always happy for you professionally. And I look forward to the next time we can visit.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.